Euro speech at 110 words a minute. 3, 2, 1. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a pleasure to be with you today, and an honour to be addressing you from this prestigious rostrum. I would like to thank the World Affairs Council for inviting me, and to congratulate it on having lived up to the mission it has had since 1953. That of bringing world affairs to this great city. My admiration for your achievement is in no way diminished by the fact that the media frequently remind us that this city's affairs are world affairs. However, since I come from a different part of the world, I would like to take this opportunity to share with you some perspectives on a vital component of world affairs over there. As the title of this address indicates, the new challenges facing Europe present a challenge to America as well. We have a common interest in the success of the formidable task that lies ahead. The task of establishing a new security order in Europe. The outlines of the new order are already emerging, and with them the prospect of a more stable, prosperous, and undivided continent. The decisions we are going to make during the next few months, culminating with the NATO summit in Madrid, in early July, will mark the beginning of a new epoch in European history. Instead of the Cold War and its East-West rivalry, we now face a whole set of new challenges. They are in many ways more complex than the old ones and cannot be met by military measures alone. Democratization, social justice, economic development, and environmental protection are now as important to European security as military defense. To meet these challenges, all the countries in the Euro-Atlantic region must be integrated into a comprehensive network of cooperation. The network includes organizations like NATO, the European Union, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, and the Western European Union. And it includes regional arrangements which supplement the work of the broader organizations. The framework and the principles on which Western security has been based for 50 years remain the essential foundation for the new Europe. But now they are being adapted to meet the new needs. The tragedy of former Yugoslavia has shown this is equally important in the new Europe. US leadership and close transatlantic cooperation are necessary if to find viable solutions to the new challenges. Europe was the first to realize that today's challenges could not be met by yesterday's measures. Washington has been the driving force behind the efforts to adapt NATO to the new security situation. I believe this constructive approach stems from a conviction that our interests are the same.